Oh, it's going to be one of those kind of days here. You can tell already. It's going to be a little bit goofy, the Dancing Friars hanging out. Little John is stopping by, but we got plenty of baseball to talk about before it gets too goofy. Pat Murphy, the manager of the San Diego Padres, is with us. The last home game for the Pods before the All-Star break, which is crazy how time flies. Murph, obviously you weren't here in San Diego for all of it, but I'm guessing time's been flying a little bit for you the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been a great 2 weeks, and then a concerning 2 weeks too. You know, you're constantly thinking about how can we make this better.
All right. First of all, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Spring training guest this year, but first time on the set as the manager of the San Diego Padres. Are you any sense of settled in at this point, or is that kind of like an impossible thing to do in 2 weeks?
Yeah, settled in wouldn't be the word.
Yeah.
Great people around me, and I'm learning more and more every day.
So you're learning. Does anything really prepare you for being a major league manager? I mean, I know you were a college coach, AAA manager, but is this so different up? Is it much different up here from what you've done before?
You know, that's interesting. I'm supposed to say yes. There's nothing that prepares you. It's so different, I guess, or that's what I hear a lot of people saying. But I really think being in AAA prepares you. Mm-hmm. I think being in the minor leagues and kind of being a person that this spring training, I got to see the whole lay of it and worked as kind of a quasi-coordinator. And I think that helps you look at the whole big picture and work closely with the front office and, you know, kind of understand their point of view on things. And I think that part. The college coaching definitely helps you too, because you're in must-win situations all the time. You're playing in front of big crowds in Omaha. So it's like, you know, I think I've got a nice little background that says this isn't as monumental as of a jump that one would think it would be.
And I imagine, too, I mean, once the game starts, right, baseball is baseball. I imagine a lot of the differences and the things that are new are taking place not during those three and a half hours.
You know, the decisions in the baseball game are pretty standard, but it's managing the people during the game that is much more difficult up here. Because of their histories, because of what they expect, you know, taking a pitcher out of a game, for instance, it looks at you cross-eyed. And I never had to deal with that. You know, it's like either in the minor leagues they know their pitch limit, or in other levels in college, for instance, you just take them out and you're the coach and you make those decisions. And nobody here, it's more you know, you're going to get a meeting about it the next day and why they should stay in the game. So that's kind of fun, to be honest with you. I like that. But there's a lot more to it.
I imagine there's a lot of listening taking place on your part too, just as part of all of this.
You know, I think later in life you become a better listener, and you better be if you're up here. You know, you better be, because there's a lot coming at you. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot more than an easy decision to not play a guy or move a guy down or whatever it is. There's a lot more to it.
Is it tougher up here to work with all the personalities? I mean, is that the toughest part? You got the baseball down, but you work with these guys in spring training, then you were away from them for 2.5 months. Is that the toughest part, getting everybody's personality on?
Yeah, you know, I didn't do much with them in spring training this particular year because I was focused this year on the minor league side, because we had new personnel in there running the minor leagues, and they asked me to come over and do that. So I didn't really get to know these guys very well. I stopped by a lot and, you know, do a few games here and there when I could. But I didn't get to know them all that well, so I'm in the process of getting to know how they react to things and how they take things. And they're right in the middle of their battle, you know, right in the middle of their battle. You jump in, and I've learned a bunch. You know, I've learned a bunch, and hope to keep learning and hope to at some point be part of the solution.
You know, one of the things that interests me is that a week or so into the job, you went and talked to a player who is used to hitting third or fourth all of his career, and you got him on board with going into the leadoff spot. And I've wondered about what that conversation might have been like.
Yeah, Bill, it was a wonderful conversation. No, I'm not trying to candy coat anything. Man, this kid came in and looked me in the eye. I looked him in the eye and sat there and talked about a lot of things and said, hey, I'd like you to consider this. And he didn't hesitate. He said, hey, absolutely, I'll do it. And, you know, that said everything to me. You know, that spoke volumes to me that that having Matt Kemp part of this organization is you know, write it down. Forget the numbers. Forget all that kind of stuff. His willingness to do that, to me, accentuates his wonderful career. I mean, that's what it's about.
Padres manager Pat Murphy is with us. What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make, you know, you as an individual, as a leader, whatever it is, you know, in this job as compared to your last?
As compared to my last, you have no time. You know, there's not much time to get back to people to, you know, I've got, the older you get, the more people you know, and you just can't get back to people like you'd like to. You can't have the conversations you want to have. And it's nonstop. Now, I'm kind of used to that because when you're running a program and you're doing every part of it from recruiting to, you know, player development to dealing with the administration, dealing with opponents, dealing with travel, dealing with recruiting, you know, it's nonstop. But you are making your own schedule. Sure. And you are in control of most of those decisions. So that part has been, you know, back to that type of lifestyle and kind of not having any time, which I kind of love, to be honest with you. I mean, it's kind of like I love the – it gives me a rush to come to the ballpark every day.
Are you surprised at all, though, I mean, as a minor league manager and as a college coach, are you surprised that so much – there's so much outside activity here that crushes on you, like daily two media conferences every day, plus, I mean, you're dealing with the front office right here. Even on your day off on Monday, I know you were in the office the entire day.
Yeah, they didn't make me come in, though. I mean, that was just something I happened to come in, and my boy's with me, so he wanted to come in and hit and throw and run. And so I was just here, and they happened to be here. And so some of them came down, and we talked, and there was no mandated anything like that. But we did do it for, like, 7 or 8 hours.
But there is a time crush here that I don't think you've probably had in any other form.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot going on. My big thing is I want the players to get comfortable, and I want them to find themselves and play their best baseball all together and do something special. I'm still that crazy that I believe you can do really special things with ordinary people, you know, and I want to get to that point where I can have that impact and have this thing go the way we want it to go and give San Diego what they haven't had in a long time.
You mentioned your son. He's with you for the summer. We've seen him around the ballpark quite a bit when the team has been here at home. How nice for you to be able to kind of share this with him.
It is. You know, he's got a pretty busy travel schedule himself for tournaments and things like that that he's involved with. And this was the first year we weren't together during the school year. He went to a boarding school in Santa Ynez. And that was tougher than you think, man. I'd never been apart from him since he was born. I'd never spent too many days apart from him. And then all of a sudden, he's gone as an eighth grader. And that was a great learning experience for me, too. So this has been a big year. There's been a lot of there's been a lot coming at me this year, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to today.
So when you get the call to come to the Padres, if I'm right, you and Kai are actually on the road from El Paso to Albuquerque. So what was it like in the car when you
It was desolate. You know, like, it was an area where there was nothing around, and, you know, my cell phone was sitting to the right, and Kai saw the call come in. It said A.J. Preller, and, you know, he showed me the phone and kind of went like that, you know, like making fun of me, like, ooh, you know. I'm like, give me the phone, you know. So I just had a nice conversation with AJ about the possibility and coming in and talking about it, and said we're going to talk to a bunch of people and get on a flight today at 4 o'clock out of Albuquerque. So we went right to the airport, dropped the car, and had one of the players actually take the car, and came here and talked all night, and got up the next morning, got a phone call the next morning, said be here in 15 minutes. So.
And that was a day game against the A's. So have at it.
I don't remember that.
Actually, he didn't know it was a day game, right?
Right. Yeah,
I didn't know. I had no idea it was a day game.
Yeah.
They called me at 7:42 and said, "Be here by 8." Like, I hadn't showered, I hadn't changed, and I was by myself in the restaurant. He was getting some sleep, and yeah, it was a whirlwind after that. And then I'm thinking, okay, we got time, and you know, whatever. And they're like, no. 12 o'clock game or whatever it was. I don't know what time it was, but I was like, wow, we're going to do all this in that time? But We did.
And then play a game.
Got through it.
Pat Murphy's with us. One last thing, and we'll let you get back to the actual business at hand of managing this ball club today for this day game against the Mariners. Heard you a few times kind of reference the writing that you do. It's not a diary. We made that clear yesterday. It's not a diary. But you write. You kind of put your thoughts down. I was just curious, maybe give us a little bit more insight into your process.
I wish I wouldn't have brought that up.
Sorry. I think it's fascinating, though. I mean, because everybody has sort of what works for them.
I'm kind of embarrassed by it. I don't know why I'm like that. I don't know if it's weird that people do that. But I get up in the morning, and I have my notebooks and daily planner and that type of thing, and I write. And I go over things, and I, talk about comments I want to make, or I talk about – and I plan, ahead, this scenario, that scenario. I like to prepare. I like that, and that helps me embed in my mind. The funny thing is, I never really look at it again. I look at it the next day, cross it out. I did this. I had my first team meeting the first day. I probably had 40 pages of notes on the first team meeting. I didn't have time to look at them.
Yeah.
I got the call at 7:42, so I'd be ready in 15 minutes. I had to get all my stuff together. And we were traveling that night, so I had to pack a suitcase that was appropriate and get him all packed up. And, he's self-sufficient, but at the same time, talk to him about what's needed, whatever. And I didn't have time to look at those notes, but I had done it so many times, and it was only 15 minutes. It didn't take 40 pages, but I had done it so many times that it kind of, flowed the way I wanted to.
Yeah, no, I understand that completely. And not that my place to say it, but I would say there's nothing embarrassing about that whatsoever. I think it's a good bit of preparation and leadership.
I'm just afraid somebody's going to come in and look at it and try to read it.
What is this? Pat, really appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on the early success here, and good luck moving forward. We look forward to watching the rest of the
thanks,
year.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate
it. Awesome.
Thanks.
Pat Murphy, manager of the San Diego Padres. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park, so thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Big thank you to Pat Murphy. When we come back, we'll talk baseball with Bill Center, and Little John is stopping by. This is not a drill. He really is. Padres Social Hour continues from the AMR studio.